Please be seated.
聚会前，我们要再次跪下来祷告。
Before our service, kneel down to pray.
我们求神的灵特别充满在这个教会，也充满在每个人的心中。
Please pray that the Spirit of God be abide with us.
下午哈，一般人比较容易睡觉哈。
Usually in the afternoon, people tend to fall asleep.
我们求神特别加添给我们力量，让所讲的道、所听的道都能让我们警醒。
We pray to God so that whatever we hear and whatever we speak, will keep us awake.
我们可以在神里谨守，一直到主耶稣再来的时候。
So that we could be in the Lord till the second coming.
我去跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们今天下午继续来谈教会生命第七部分。
We will continue to talk about church and the life.
第七部分哈。
Number seven.
早上我们说，那个永生的门路找到的人很少。
This morning we spoke about the way that leads to life. Only a few of us could enter.
但是通往死亡的宽门大路走的人很多。
But the way that leads to death is wide and easy.
我们也说，只有真教会、真先知、真基督才能带人得到永远的生命。
We spoke that only the true church and the true prophet and the true disciples could enter the salvation.
Christ, 真基督了哈 ，True Christ.
Only true Christ.
那假先知、假基督、假教会。只会带人到死亡去。
And the false church and the false prophet and the false Christ will bring us to hell.
所以我们来思考神历历代代在救人。
So when you think about how Christ wants to save us,
不是只有在救今天所谓的基督徒。
He's not only trying to save the disciples today.
神历历代代都要救人。
God is.Constantly trying to save us.
但是信的人被称为基督徒，是在使徒时代从安提阿开始。
But we were called Christians during the period of during Antioch.
那之前的人呢？怎么得救
？So how did the people before then receive salvation?
所以我们来思考神是怎么让人来得生命。
So we need to think about how.Christ give us life.
我们从最远古的时期来思考。
We'll start from the ancient times.
那时候人的寿命比较长。
Back then, with the life we live longer.
可能人活个800岁、900岁不算什么。
People live up to 800, 900 years old.
而现在的人活个七八十，活个一百，顶多了。
Today we can only live up to 70 or 80 years old.
但不管以前的人活到八百九百，最后他们还是死了。
But it doesn't matter how people in ancient time lived. At the end, they all died.
就算现在的人啊，出现个活到一百几的，当个人类的，最后也是会死。
Even today, for people who live over 100, they still end up dying at the end.
那以前的人死了去哪里
？So where do the people after they die? Where do people go in back then?
那现在的人死了要去哪里
？So where are we going after we die?
在希伯来书这么说：按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that we all are going to die once, and after our death there will be a judgment.
所以人的肉体生命一定会死。
So our human flesh will all die.
这是神定的。
That's dictated by God.
肉体死后，人灵魂的生命还在。
After our flesh perishes, our spirit still exists.
那这灵魂的生命将来要面对最后的审判。
Our spiritual body will face the judgment day.
那审判的时候。是行善的可以得到生命。
During the judgment day, the righteous will be saved.
作恶的就一定被定罪。
and the sinners will be punished.
啊，所以得到生命的就是得了永生，他们去了天国。
So those who receive life, which means that they'll receive eternal life into heaven.
而那些曾经想追求神，或者甚至也信了基督，但是到最后还是被定罪的呢？
And those who pursue God and those who receive Christ, and what happens if they're punished at the end?
他们得了第二次的死。
They receive second death.
去了永久死亡的国度。
They're going to receive eternal death.
所以他们去地狱受永火的刑罚。
So they're going to go to hell to be eternally punished.
那神所预定的是什么？神所预定不是要人来受惩罚。
God does not want us to be received to be punished.
神所预定的是要所有人来得救。
God want all of us to be saved.
不要有一人来沉沦。
So that none of us will perish.
他要所有的人都进那个天国得永远的生命。
He wants all of us to receive a salvation and eternal life.
他不要有人被留在那个地狱里，永远在那边哀哭切齿。
He doesn't want any of us to go to hell where there's gnashing of teeth.
人怎么得生命？
So how do we receive life?
人怎么得永远的生命？
How do we receive eternal life?
与神同在就是生命。
Abiding with God is life.
亚当夏娃要不听蛇的话，与神同在，他有永远的生命。
If Adam and Eve just listen to God, they will have eternal life.
所以永远与神同在就是生命的保证。
Being with God is a promise of eternal life.
不能与神同在就是死。
If you're not with God, then it's death.
当人听了一些话，想起说，这样也不错，那样也不错，渐渐在离开神的时候，事实上人已经又走往死的地方去了。
When we wander away from the truth, we're walking towards a path of death.
亚当活了930岁还是死。
Adam lived up to 930 years old.
那是肉体生命的死。
And that's a physical death.
神事前跟他讲，你吃了摸了就必定死。
God told him that on the day you touch the forbidden fruit and eat it, you will die.
啊，所以他犯了罪恶之后，你不要看他还活到900多年，事实上在神里他已经死了。
Even though he ate the forbidden fruit, he continued to live. But in spiritually speaking, he's already dead.
所以当他去思考，这个蛇的话也蛮有道理的，也不错啊，可以试试看的时候，他已经渐渐在启动那个必死的生命。
When he started to think about what the serpent said to him, and that he's already starts to wander upon the path of death.
亚当不能与神同在。
Adam was not able to abide with God.
他不能守神给他的第一条诫命。
And he was not able to obey the first commandment that God gave him.
他听了蛇的话。
After he listened to the serpent,
神曾警告过他。
God warned him before.
啊，所以在神的伊甸园里面，他被蛇骗出来了。
And God's Eden, you were tricked by the serpent.
所以他就走了死路。
So he walked to the path of death.
啊，所以神本来希望人都一直跟他在一起。
God hoped that men will always abide with him.
亚当不肯守神的诫命。
Adam didn't follow God's plan.
他不肯守，因为他觉得，蛇讲的比较有道理，比较吸引人。
He disobeyed God because he thought that what the serpent told him was the truth.
所以人的私欲被牵引诱惑，受了恶的引诱，人就开始了死亡的路程。
So after man was tempted by sin, we wander upon the path of death.
所以死从一人进了世界，从亚当进了世界。
So death through one man entered the world.
罪也从一人进了世界。
And through one man, sin entered the world.
但是神还是希望人再回到他那里去。
But God hoped that man could return to him.
啊，所以神在历历代代的旧时都会派先知贤人来传这个救人的福音。
So throughout history, God has sent his prophets to bring us back to him.
为什么叫做福音？因为那个带着最好的福气、最大的福气就是与神同在。
Why is it called a gospel of good news? Because it carries salvation, the promise that God will be with us.
所以神曾要挪亚去传福音。
So God told all of us to preach.
进方舟的得救。
The whoever entered the ark will be saved.
神要摩西去带领以色列人出埃及。
God told Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
能够行往旷野路的也要得救。
So those who could walk towards the wilderness will be saved.
所以我们说神在世世代代正在救人。
So throughout history, God has always been trying to save us.
神救人的地方就是教会。
And God saved us through the church.
所以方舟我们说是挪亚世代的教会。
So we say that the ark is the church in Noah's time.
方舟是挪亚世代基督的身体。
And the ark is the body of Christ in Noah's time.
旷野是摩西救人的地方。
The wilderness is where Moses saved men.
是神要摩西去救人的地方。
It's where God wants Moses to save men.
所以旷野也是教会。
So the wilderness is a church too.
所以教会是传福音真理的地方，教会是神救人的地方。
So the church is a place where we preach the gospel, and it is a place where God saved men.
神预定人得永远的生命。
God promised that where we serve will receive eternal life.
神预定人重得神儿子的名分。
God promised that we'll become God's children.
所以只有神的儿子才能永远住在神的家里。
So only God's children can live in God's house.
亚当是神的儿子。
Adam was God's children.
你去看整个耶稣的家谱，上面清清楚楚的写。亚当是神的儿子。
If you look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ, it's stated very clearly that Adam was God's children.
但是他犯罪之后，他不再是神的儿子。
Well, after he sinned, he's no longer God's son.
他失去了那个儿子的名分。
He lost his inheritance.
他不能再住在神的家。
He couldn't live in God's home anymore.
所以他被赶出来了。
So he was chased out.
因为他犯罪了。
Because he sinned.
犯罪的不能住在神的家。
Those who sin cannot live with God.
亚当夏娃犯罪不能住在神的家。
After Adam and Eve sinned, they couldn't live with God.
今天你就算信了基督，但是你如果还是犯罪，也不能住神的家。
Today, even though we are Christians, but if we continue to sin, we can't live with God.
但事实上，神让我们住在地面神的家。
But God allows us to live in a physically speaking in God's home.
也就是今天的教会。
And which is today's church.
那是凭着恩典。
That's through grace.
所以圣经说，神爱世人，差遣他的爱子来，不是来定罪，乃是来救人。
So the Bible says that God sent His only Son to save us, not to punish us.
所以神一直预定我们回去那个地方。
God always wanted us to return to Him.
处罚不是神的目的。
Punishment isn't God's goal.
咒诅也不是神的目的。
Curses is not God's will either.
神的目的是要我们回到他那边去。
God wants us to go back to Him.
所以神的这个准备，神的这个预定救人是很早很早，我们说在创世以前就预备了。
So since the creation, God has prepared His salvation for us.
我们来看一下以弗所书一章哈。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter one.
以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter 1
四节
verse 4
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵第五节
verse 5
又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分
Verse 4, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. Verse 5, He destined us in love to be His sons through Christ, Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will.
所以这是神的救赎。
So this is God's salvation.
神借着基督创造诸世界。
Through God created the universe.
那神借着基督来创造所有的诸世界哈。
Through Jesus Christ, God created the universe.
那神也借着基督在世世代代让我们得那个儿子的名分。
And through Jesus Christ, God wants us to receive the inheritance.
神也借着基督跟我们开了一个通往天国的门和路。
And through Jesus Christ, the Lord has opened up a path for us to heaven.
借着这个通往天国的门和路，我们才能回到天国父的家，神的家。
And through this path, we can return back to God.
世世代代都一样。
And it's the same throughout all generations.
不会说，哎，以前这样，现在不一样，将来又不一样，不会。神的救赎都一样，都是借着基督让人得救。
God's salvation is the same throughout all generations.
在创世纪二十八章写到雅各的故事。
In Genesis, it talks about the story of Isaac.
我们来看创世纪二十八章哈。
Let's look at Genesis 28.
创世纪二十八章十九第十节哈。
Genesis 28 verse 19。
他说雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去。第十节。
Chapter 28 verse 10. Sorry. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran.
然后他到了一个叫做路斯的地方哈，我们在十二节哈。
And verse 12,
他说梦见一个梯子。
And he dreamed that there was a ladder set on the earth.
有神的使者在梯子上，上去下来。
And there were angels ascending and descending upon it.
神赐福给所有愿意信神、愿意敬拜神的人。
God blesses those who are willing to worship him.
所以雅各。醒来之后，他知道啊，神就在那里。
So after Jacob woke up, he knew that God's there.
所以雅各知道他睡的那个是一个什么样的地方。
So he knows what the place that he slept on is.
十六节。
Verse 16.
雅各睡醒了说：“神真的在这里，我竟不知道。”十七节，就惧怕说：“这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，天的门。”
Verse 16, then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. 17, and he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
所以雅各知道那个地方是一个神的殿，也就是一个神的教会，也是一个天的门。他说，他知道借着那个地方可以回到神那边去。
So Jacob knows that this is the house of God, which is the church, and through this place he could go back to heaven.
啊，所以有个天梯啊，神的使者在那边上上下，人也可以借着那个天梯爬上去神的地方。
There's this ladder where the angels were descending and ascending upon it, and through this ladder man could also go to heaven.
所以那个天梯就是通往天国的道路。
So this ladder is the path to heaven.
那个梯把天跟地连接了。
And this ladder connects heaven and earth together.
从地面的起点一直爬到终点就是天国。
And starting from earth, it reaches to heaven, which is the final destination.
雅各知道那个梦是神的启示。
And Jacob knew that this dream is God's plan.
启示哈。
Revelation. It's God's revelation.
雅各知道那个梦有神的应许。
And God knew that that dream comes with promise.
那我们来思考看看那个天梯那个通往天国的道路在哪里。
So let's think about where is this path to heaven?
那个通往天国的道路到底在哪里啊？
Let's consider where is this path that leads to heaven?
主耶稣说就是他。
Jesus Christ said it is him.
我们来看耶利米书，耶利米福音一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1.
五十一节
，Verse 51.
约翰福音一章五十一节
，John chapter one verse 51.
耶稣又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。”
Verse 51, and he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open, and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
所以这个人子身上在哪里？
So where is this Son of Man?
主耶稣道成肉身，就是要让你们看到人子的身子在哪里。
So Jesus Christ came into the world to show us where is the Son of Man.
主耶稣明明白白的跟我们讲，人子的身体就是那个通往天国的梯子。
Jesus Christ clearly said to us that the Son of Man is the ladder that leads to heaven.
耶稣在跟我们讲，他就是通往天的那个门。
He clearly told us that he is the gate to heaven.
耶稣在跟我们讲，他就是那个神的殿。
And he told us that he is the temple of God.
所以耶稣就是那通往天国的道路。
So Jesus Christ is the path that leads to heaven.
耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命，没有借着他，没有人能到父那边去。
Jesus Christ said he's the way, the truth, and the life, and without him, nobody can go to heaven.
所以主耶稣道成肉身，让我们知道他就是那条得救的道路，他就是那个通往天国的道路。
So Jesus Christ became man to teach us that he is the path to heaven.
人要得永远的生命，必须经过他。
And if we were to receive eternal life, we must go through him.
人子的身体就是今天的教会。
The body of Jesus Christ is today's church.
也就是世世代代让人得救的地方。
And it's the place where we can receive salvation through all generations.
所以在这个末世，我们要因为基督而看见天开了。
So in this end time, we need to see that the heaven opened through Christ.
天开是在等着我们。
That the heaven is open for us.
天国近了，人们要悔改啊。
The kingdom is near, and we need to repent.
愿意悔改，愿意相信的，就有机会得救。
Those who are willing to repent and worship Him will be saved.
所以神在创世以前，借着基督让我们得儿子的名分。
In creation, God planned to save us through Jesus Christ.
以色列人在走旷野。
Well, the Israelites was walking in the wilderness.
在以利海里受洗归入了摩西。
Where they were baptized when they walked through the Red Sea through Moses.
而且吃了一样属灵的粮食。
And they ate spiritual food.
也喝了属灵的凉水。
And they drank the spiritual water.
属灵的水哈，那个水是出于基督的灵磐石哈。
And that water came from Jesus.The Christ of Rock, Jesus, rock, the Rock of Christ.
所以基督世世代代在救赎。
So in all generations, Christ is always saving us.
所以基督世世代代在用他的身体来救人。
So throughout history, God has used His body to save men.
那今天神所救赎的，就是来到基督的真教会的。
And today he wants to save us through the church.
所以必须一个真教会才是通往永生的门路。
So only the true church has the path to heaven.
那我们早上在说耶稣讲通往永生的门路找到的人非常少。
This morning we talk about the road that leads to heaven.The people who find it are few.
找到跟愿意进去又不一样。
It's when you find it and your willingness to go through it, it's different.
那愿意进去到最后真的能进去的又不一样。
And there's a difference between those who want to enter it and those who did enter it.
所以找到的少，愿意进去的少， 最后进去的更少。
So those who find it are few, and those who went through it are few, and those who eventually go through it are even less.
所以我们再一次来看看早上耶稣所讲的话。
So let's again look at Jesus' words.
马太福音七章十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
十三节。
Verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many.
十四节，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Verse 14. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
所以那个引导永生的门，路小门窄，能够找到的不多。
So the gate is narrow and the way is hard, and those who find it are few.
所以耶稣是那个门，耶稣是那个路。
So Jesus Christ is the gate and he is the route.
所以那个通往永生的门路就是耶稣基督，也就是今天的真教会。
So the route is Jesus Christ, and it's also the church today.
主耶稣说，找到的人很少。
Jesus Christ said, "Those who find it are few."
非常少。
Very few.
但是很多人找到的是那个宽门大路，是那个通往死亡的。他是走的人非常多。
And many of us find the wide gate. And
然后走那个哈通往死亡的非常多。
And those who find the wide gate are many.
啊，他们会最后会引人到死亡啊。那在上面走的人很多。
And those who find the wide gate are many, and the one that leads to death.
一个真教会哈，一个耶稣的真教会，只会引人到永生。
A true church.By Jesus Christ will lead us to heaven.
不会引人到灭亡。
It won't lead us to death.
引人到灭亡的绝对不是耶稣的真教会。
The church that leads us to destruction is not the true church.
主耶稣来是要救人，主耶稣来不是要灭人的命。
Jesus came to save us, not to perish us.
所以那个引人到灭亡的是一个假的教会。
So the church that leads us to destruction is the false church.
那个引人到灭亡的不是从神来的一个宗教。
So the church that leads to destruction is not from God.
所以早上我们特别在讲主耶稣要我们防备啊，要小心啊。
So in the morning we talk about God wants us to be careful and to be alert.
要防备这些假先知，因为他们传的不是神的道理。
And to be alert of these false prophets, because they do not preach God's words.
他们也打着天国的旗号，哎，借着基督的名，哎，说啊，这样就是得救。他不是了，他说你要防备啊。
Even though they preach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're false.
他们是披羊皮的狼。
They are the wolves that are covered in lambskin.
表面上奉主的名传道赶鬼行异能。
Outwardly, they preach in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上是作恶的。
But in reality, they are sinners.
主耶稣要我们防备他们。
God wants us to be aware of them.
不止防备假先知，还要防备假基督。
And not only them, but also the false Christians.
教会是基督的身体，防备假基督就是在防备假的教会。
To be aware of the false prophets, it's same as to be aware of the false church.
教会是基督的身体，那防备假基督就是在防备假教会。懂？防备哈，就是 protect us from.
To protect us from the false prophets.
也要防备那个假教会哈。
So we need to protect ourselves from the false church.
因为你进了假教会，你听了假先知的，你最后会到死亡去。
Because if we believe the false prophets and go to the false church, well, they'll lead us to destruction.
所以不要看到哎，有一些奇怪的现象啊，科学不能解释的哦，这必然来自于神，不是这个样子。
So don't assume that if we see any strange events, that we assume that it comes from God.
主耶稣要我们不要迷惑。
God don't want it to be confused.
主耶稣叫我们不要信，尤其在末世的时候要特别小心，要特别警醒。
God warns us that in the end time we need to be alert and careful.
因为那是假先知、假教会、假基督。
Because there are false prophets and false churches.
这些假的东西不会带人到真神那边去。
And these false prophets won't bring us to God.
这些假的东西只会带人到永远的死亡去。
And these false things only lead us to destruction.
所以主耶稣说，那个引到永生的门路找到的人非常少，也就是说，你们找到一个真教会的不多。
So when he said that the gate, the narrow gate, and those who find there are few, he's trying to say that those who will be saved are few.
所以人必须找到一个真正的基督的身体。也就是一个真教会
，So we need to find the true body of Christ, which is the true church,
才能得到一个永远的生命
，So we can receive this everlasting life.
但我们现在也来思考，是不是找到的都一定得永远的生命
？Right now, let's think about: Is it true that those who find the true church?
我们一直在谈教会与生命。
We connect church with life.
我们一直在谈这个题目、哦、
We constantly talk about this topic.
因为人的生命跟教会有绝对的关系。
Because there's a direct connection between the church and our eternal life.
假教会会害人的命，引人到灭亡。
The false church will hurt us and lead us to destruction.
真教会会救人的命，引人到永生。
And the true church will save us and lead us to eternal life.
所以我们说这个引到永生的必须是真正基督的身体。
So the church that leads us to salvation is the true body of Christ.
也就是一个真正的教会。
Which is the true church.
也是一个真正让基督在当头的教会。
And Christ is the head of this church.
什么叫基督当头？
What does it mean when Christ is the head of the church?
所讲的、所说的、所做的决定都是从基督来的，那叫基督当头吧。
And what we mean by Jesus Christ the head of this church is that whatever we do, whatever we say in this church, God is a priority.
都是根据基督的、哦、那个才叫做基督当头，那才是一个基督的真教会。
A true church will do everything according to God's will.
那我们今天来思考一个问题。好了，我们今天都找到基督的真教会了。
So let's assume that we all found the true church.
那是不是找到真教会的都得到永生？
But does that mean that if we find the true church, we find real eternal life?
方舟是真教会。
The ark is the true church.
进方舟的是得永生。
Those who enter it will receive eternal life.
啊，所以神与挪亚立约，与所有的人立约。
So God made a covenant with Noah and with everyone else.
肯进去的只有八个人。
But those who are willing to enter are only eight.
挪亚传福音，挪亚造方舟。
Noah preached and he built the ark.
有没有人听到他传的福音？
Did anybody hear his?
有没有人看到他在打造方舟？
Did anybody saw him build the ark?
没有人愿意进来。
But nobody was willing to go inside of it.
方舟是秉承神的旨意，神说怎么造就怎么造，怎么打就怎么打。
The ark was built according to God's will.
那就是基督的身体。
And it's the body of Christ.
没有人愿意进来。
But nobody was willing to enter it.
神要摩西去带领以色列人出埃及。
God asked Moses to.Lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
埃及的十大灾害对这些以色列人来讲是十大恩典呢。
The ten plagues on Egypt are considered ten blessings to the Israelites.
过红海。
On crossing the Red Sea.
磐石出水。
Water flowing out of the rock.
天降玛拿。
raining down manna from heaven.
四十年之久，走在神的带领，走在神迹当中。
And for 40 years, for 40 years, they were full of miracle.
也走在神的带领当中。
And they walked under the guidance of God.
神在云上观看他们。
And God was always watching them.
他们所喝的水也是出于基督的灵磐石。
And the water that they drink comes from the rock of Christ.
四十年的旷野，四十年神里的操练和带领。
40 years in the wilderness is equivalent to 40 years of training by God.
神要看这些人是不是真的肯守神的诫命。
God wants to test the Israelites to see if they're willing to obey Him.
神要知道他们所靠的是世上的食物，还是神口里所出的那个属灵的食物。
God wants to know if these Israelites rely on the food they eat or on the words that come out of God's mouth.
所以，一个真神在带领的教会，就是那个旷野。
So a church that belongs to God is that wilderness.
基督也在那边。
And Jesus Christ is there.
走在属灵的行列里面。
And those who walk on the path.
所以那是一个真正的教会，那是一个真教会。
So that's a true church.
那是一个得救的门路。
And that's the road that leads to salvation.
以色列人有很多能够出埃及，能够过红海。
The Israelites, most of them were able to leave Egypt and cross the Red Sea.
所以他们找到了那个门路。
So they have found the road.
但是，就算真神在带领，就算基督在那边，是不是找到的全都得了永远的生命呢？
But even though God was guiding them and leading them, but does that mean they received the eternal life? No.
圣经坦白跟我们讲，很多人倒闭在旷野。
The Bible clearly stated that most of them fall in the wilderness.
同样是一条得救的道路。
Even though it's the same path to salvation.
为什么有人倒？为什么有人进迦南
？Why is that some people fall and some enter the land of Canaan?
所以耶稣为什么说？你们要努力进窄门。
So Jesus Christ said, "We need to strive to enter the narrow gate."
那时候的窄门是那个旷野啊。
Back then, that narrow gate was the wilderness.
那时候的小路是那个旷野路啊。
Back then, that road was the wilderness.
崎岖难行，不好走。
These roads are difficult to walk.
所以开始有人在抱怨。
So people started complaining.
就像今天的一个真教会。
Just like the true church today.
一个真教会说，神要我们守这个，基督要我们守这个，我们都必须守。
When Christ told us to obey this and obey that, we need to follow through.
所以基督教我们的，我们要守；神教的，我们也要守。
So whatever Christ taught us or God taught us, we need to follow through.
但是今天有问题，有很多人说不需要守。
But the problem is that many of us don't want to follow through.
今天的问题是，教人守的反而被看作说这个教会有问题，可能是邪教，可能是异端。
But the problem is that the church that tells people to obey God's command are considered cults.
那些把神的话改了，把神得救的条件改了的，很多人很喜欢呐。
And those churches that change God's word or change the requirements of salvation, a lot of people tend to like those churches.
所以耶稣说走的人也很多啊。
So those people who walk the path are many.
但是最后是通往死亡的。
But leads to destruction.
那为什么人走上死亡的道路会那么高兴呢？
Why is so many people happily walk this road to destruction?
那为什么人要走永生的道路会那么痛苦呢？
Why is that when we walk the path to salvation is so difficult?
四十年的旷野，有的人没有想到神带领他们出埃及的恩典。
In the 40 years in the wilderness, some of the Israelites did not remember God's blessing in Egypt.
他们去吃喝，他们去玩乐。
And they ate and drank and had fun.
他们去怀疑神，他们去咒骂神。
And they doubt God and they cursed him.
所以这些人倒了。
So these people fell in the wilderness.
圣经说神不喜欢他们。
So God did not like them.
倒的人不是一两个，是绝大多数的人。
And those who fall are many.
神怎么会不喜欢他们？
Why is that God would dislike them.
神用了那么多的人，用了那么多的时间，用了那么多的计划来带领他们离开那个犯罪的埃及地。
God used so many workers to bring them out of the Egypt.
多少人还是想念以前那个犯罪的日子啊？
But many of the Israelites still want to go back to the land of Egypt.
啊，所以那个天降的玛瑙，他们吃了，觉得已经没有意思了。这个属灵的粮食没有意思了。
So they got tired of the manna from heaven.
怀念以前在埃及地那个有葱姜蒜、有肉可吃的时候。
So think about the so they rather had the food from Egypt.
当人开始在怀念肉体的满足。
When men want the worldly blessings.
当人愿意为了肉体的满足而不要属灵身份的得救的时候。
When men prefer their worldly desires over salvation.
当人为了属世的满足开始在怀疑神的时候。
And because of their worldly desire, they start to doubt God.
他们倒了。
And they fall.
当一个教会开始在走世俗的道路。
And when the church started to wander the path of this world,
当一个教会渐渐不走向神，渐渐在跟世俗握手。
And when the church becomes more worldly,
把神的真理福音抛在后面。
And they left behind God's truth.
开始去讲一些讨好人却不讨好神的事。
And the church started preaching sermons that tend to please men.
就像蛇去引诱夏娃、亚当一样。
The same as the serpent trying to tempt Adam and Eve.
亚当必定死。
Adam died.
本来我们也是一定死，应该死的，因为我们都在最终。
And like Adam, we are all supposed to die because we're all sinners.
所以罪由一人入了世界。
And through one man, sin entered the world.
但这个罪也要由一人的来到帮我们除去这个罪。
And through one man, we could be free from sin.
耶稣基督。
And that man is Jesus Christ.
借着他的身体。
And through his body.
借着他的福音和真理。
And through his gospel and preachings and truth.
借着他的宝血。
And through his blood.
洗去我们的罪。
To wash away all our sins.
所以今天的教会是神用重价买来的。
So today's church was bought with a precious price from God.
我们最后看一个圣经节哈。
Let's look at a verse.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。圣灵立你们做前情的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为前情谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。二十九节，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。三十节，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。三十一节，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。这是当时一千九百多年前神的工人发觉说，这个神的教会已经渐渐被扭曲了。
Back then, this is telling us that the church is wandering away from the truth.
那些当监督的，也就是今天所谓教会的一个长老啊，这些牧人啊，
these overseers are the pillars of church.
他们就是所谓的长老，还有教会的这些工人啊。
And they are the holy workers and the elders.
他们的工作是要照顾群羊，要牧养神的教会。
And their job is to take care of the sheep and to take care.
因为这个教会是神用他自己的血所买来的。
Because this church was bought by the blood of Christ.
但是后来变成怎么样了？
Well, what happened to it?
29节有凶暴的豺狼进来。
In verse 29, it says that there are fierce wolves which come among you.
30节更严重的，不止让他们进来，还有人起来说悖谬的话，引诱门徒来跟从他们。
In verse 30, you even said that there are men who will speak perverse things to draw away disciples after them.
这是那个时候教会的遇到的问题，在末世的时候，这个问题越来越严重。
And this is the problem that they face in the apostolic time, and during the end time, these problems become more and more apparent.
那些说悖谬的话是从狼来的，是从蛇来的，不是从神来的。
And those who speak perverse things, they are from the serpent, they are from the devil.
虽然他们在教会，
even though they are in church,
主耶稣要我们防备他们，要小心了啊。
God wants us to be careful of them and watch over.
因为一个假教会、假先知、假基督不会带人到神那边去。
Because a false church and a false prophet will not bring us to God.
这些假的只会带人到永远的死亡去。
And these false prophets only bring us to death.
带人到死亡的走的也很多。
And in the path that leads to destruction, those who walk in them.
但是带到那永生的找到的人很少。
The path that leads to salvation, only a few could find it.
真教会才能带人到永生。
Only the true church could bring salvation.
我们下次会继续这个题目。
We'll continue this topic next time.
我们现在要一起跪下来祷告。
Now we'll kneel down to pray.
我们求神，让我们有一个属灵的智慧，能来分辨真假。
We pray that we have the pray for God for the knowledge to discern good and evil.
我们也求神让我们有一个属灵的勇气和智慧，可以走到这个永生道路的尽头。
We pray for God for this spiritual courage to finish our path to heaven.
让我们这个属灵的道路越走越甘甜。
So as we walk this road, it becomes sweeter.
让我们在这条路上充充满满的有恩典。
So that we will receive grace abundantly.
那些走在死亡道路上的，我们去跟他们传。
And those who walk on a path to destruction, let us preach to them.
请他们回到神里面来。
And we ask them to return to God.
回到真基督里面来。
To return to the true Christ.
回到真教会。
And to return to the true church.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.